Hey there, beautiful people. It's your girl D, and I'm back with another episode. Okay. So first things first, the year 2020 is coming to an end. I'm not going to say, oh yay, wow, 2020 is almost over. 2021 will obviously be better. Yes, hopefully when new year, new months, new opportunities roll around, we all hopefully hope that they will be better. And I hope so too. But at the same time, we need to consciously remind ourselves that time is not equivalent of stuff changing, or we saying that stuff is gonna automatically change. It's just a branching out for new opportunities. It means that, okay, now you have another opportunity to do things that you didn't do so well in 2020. Or if things were that bad for you in 2020, this, hopefully you're praying that things will be better because it's a new year. You know, new year, new season. You hopefully think that things are going to change. And I agree. But at the same time, let's not stick to that whole mindset that when a new year or a new season or a new month rolls around, automatically it means that things will change because we have stepped into a new season. Time is time is not equivalent to stuff happening around you. Time is changing. Time moves really, really fast and does not wait for anybody. I hope you get my point. Anyways, happy new year in advance and Merry Christmas. How was your Christmas? I hope you had fun. Unfortunately, loads of you refused to send me a voice message. Maybe it's because you don't know how to access it, or you just felt like answering that my question last episode was not worth your time, which is hurtful, but it's okay. 2021 is almost here. Let's not hold grudges. So I have come to tell you guys that as we're stepping into this new year of new opportunities, I'm going to be doing something a little bit different. Well, not exactly different, but this time I want to host a whole lot more people, and people from different backgrounds, people my age group, people older than I am, people younger than I am, because I want to hear their perspective on different topics. First of all, because of what has been happening recently in recent times, I've heard all sorts of stories, I've heard all sorts of things that have come up, especially concerning this rape issue. And I know this is something I've talked about on here, but we really need to get our facts straight, people. First of all, those of you who go around falsely accusing people of rape when they actually haven't raped you, that is disgusting. Why? Do you know how serious a rape accusation is? For goodness sake, it's a criminal offense, and then you go around accusing somebody falsely that they have raped you when they have not. I don't understand how that's supposed to be taken as a joke, or how you just go out of your way to destroy someone's life based on a lie. If it was true, that's a whole different matter. And then what makes it worse is that when victims come out with true stories, no one is going to be willing to believe them anymore, because you have destroyed the foundation that we've been trying to build for years. Usually, people don't even take rape accusations as seriously as they should be taken. And now that we're trying to build a foundation where people can take it more seriously, some hoodlums, some annoying ass people are trying to turn the tables. It's very unfair. But what I also want to make known is that we should not normalize not actually believing victims, because you can't blame those of us who actually believed everything that girl said about Justin Uju. Because think about it, if she was actually being honest, we would also be taking it really seriously. So you now coming out and claiming that every victim after her is just a liar is not fair. That's what I'm saying about you coming over to turn the tables and destroying the foundation that we've built over for years. But away from that, like I said, new year, new season, new opportunities. I'm going to be talking about a whole bunch of different things, but this time I want to get a whole lot more visitors here for network purposes and for other logistic reasons. It will only be one visitor or one guest per episode, but I really want to talk about the things that matter. And I also realized that in 2020 there was a whole lack of love. It was a serious lack of love. And I don't know if you understand how powerful love is, because if Jesus didn't love us, he wouldn't have died on the cross of Calvary for us. And because he died, we get to celebrate Christmas, we get to be alive, we get to be thankful for all the stuff that he does for us. We get to be thankful for all the opportunities that we get, the fact that we're able to live the lives that we want to. All of that happened just because of the love that God had for us, that he sent his only son to die on the cross for us. And because of that particular terminology, even the Bible says love everyone. He didn't say just love one person. He didn't say just love a family member. He said love every single person. So anyways, I'm very sure that at one point in our lives we've all loved somebody, even if it's your family member, or you've loved the idea of love. Even if you've never loved anyone, you've loved, I'm pretty sure you've loved the concept of love, even if you do not know how to feel it, or you feel like you haven't felt it for anyone. I'm not just talking about your partner or someone that you love romantically. I'm also talking about your family members, your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister. If you do not have any siblings, your parents. And if you do not have any parents, shall love yourself, please. Because that's one of the most important things. First of all, you have to love yourself and realize that God loves you before you are able to pass it on to other people. Anyways, the topic at hand, I'm going to be focusing more on love, relationships, and any issue that I believe is of societal importance that we need to discuss on here. So I'll be inviting at least one guest every episode, and that means I'll be dropping a new episode every week once we roll into 2021. I hope I can keep up with that promise, but I'm going to do my best to do that. What I really do need from you guys is to help me publicize this, because I feel like a lot of the topics we're going to be discussing next year are things that people need to listen to more. So I'll be focusing also on love and relationships. I don't know if you guys know this, but I started a blog basically about that. But then I thought about it and I realized that I'm doing a whole lot of stuff, and it would not be nice for me to not be able to keep up with everything. So I will actually just bring all my thoughts for the blog on here, since I think a lot of people would rather listen to stuff or watch stuff rather than read things, because apparently people don't like to read. But because I love the reading culture so much and I want other people to embrace it just as much as I do, I will continue a blog personally just for the book club. For those of you who will be joining my book club, I'm going to start an online book club, but it will be launched in 2021. So basically it's going to go like this. I'll send a new book out every week, and that book will be chosen by those in the book club. So basically it goes around. Like if I choose one this week, next week someone else in the book club is going to choose another one. So you know, the circle of life, I think. Anyways, that's how it's going to go. So yeah, those are the topics that we'll be discussing there. But for today I just want to talk about what love is and why exactly we should love each and everybody around us. So first of all, the concept of love, I feel like, is one that cannot be defined, because everyone has different perspectives and everyone has the way it comes to them. I know you're probably thinking, what does this child know about love? She's probably never felt it before, she's never loved anyone, so how can she talk about something she's never experienced? Firstly, I want to say that I don't think it's about age or how long you spent on earth. I think it's about truly understanding yourself as an individual and knowing that you feel something towards somebody else. But I also want to make known that yes, I may not have a lot of experience, but I've done proper research. I've seen true love around me. An example are my wonderful parents. And yes, they might fight, they might argue, but I know for sure that they love each other because they're always willing to go through it together. They're always willing to settle their arguments. They're always willing to make things right with each other. Because if you don't love someone, you will never be willing to make sacrifices for somebody, for that person in particular. And also, if you don't love someone. So when you say what truly is love, the question should be, how does love make you feel towards a particular person or towards your family member, towards anybody for that matter? I feel like it's something that everyone has a different reaction to. For example, I could, maybe when I love someone, I could only want to spend time with that person. Well, not like you get my point. It's not that you'd be obsessed with spending time with only that person, but you'd want to spend more time with that person. You'd miss the person. If the person wasn't around, you would know that they were not around because you would miss their presence. You would like to spend a lot of time with them. And for somebody else, it could be that you might want to shower them with gifts and affection. And for some other person, it might just be by word of mouth. So I feel like everybody has different reactions to the word love. And basically, today's episode is just for me to brief you about the things that we're going to be doing when the new year rolls around on here. So, like I said, I don't want to spend too much time because I realize that people will not like to listen to me bore them over the phone for a long time. So I think I'll just end it here. But I just want you to ponder on the word. And if you like, please go back and answer my question in the last episode. I am begging you. Anyways, thank you for listening. And please subscribe to my YouTube channel. And if you already have watched my videos, and if you already have done that, turn on your post notifications and wait till I drop another video. So yeah, that's about it, guys. Show some love to your girl, and please help me get into the new year on a high note. It's your girl D, and I'm signing out. Have a wonderful day.